This weekend we pause and reflect on the American tragedy which took place 20 years ago when 2,977 Americans were killed on September 11th, 2001 in an attack on America by radical Islamic terrorists. As we mourn these lives, we have to also mourn others affected in the long, seemingly never-ending aftermath. Many more have died since that day as a result of their work in what was a toxic environment. Even though days after the attack, then EPA head, former New Jersey Governor Christy Whitman declared, "Everything's fine, take off your face masks." 20 years later, work is still being done to identify the remains of people found in that rubble. It's just one of the many examples of the true devotion, dedication, and respect so many have for these lives that were taken so unjustly. Something else happened since that terrible day in 2001. There was a moment when that massive loss of life inspired a national unity. No matter the race, gender, political party, age, income, or education you were, it seemed like everyone wanted to be there for everyone, giving support and care and love. Remember all the American flags that flew? Maybe your street was one of the many, where it seemed like every home was proudly showing America's colors. But sadly, it wasn't long before the divisions among us returned, while many of those American flags became faded and tattered, which, in hindsight, maybe gave a visual to that loss of unity, which we had, albeit for a brief time. Yet we as Americans have survived as best we could as individuals who observed all that happened that day.